Happy Thursday. This is Listener Mail.
Okay, here's one from Christina. She says, I just wanted to write in because during last episode you talked about hoping that little girls did not take life lessons from this show. This is so good. I was one of those 10, 11-year-olds when I started to watch Passions. And as a fifth grader who got hooked on the show, thanks to a Rebecca and Julian sex scene where Timmy was spying on them for Tabitha, it's around the Bennett's house being sucked into hell. The only thing I have to admit that I took from the show was how fun costumes role play could be.
Good for you, Christina.
Good for you. That is a very hopeful story.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
It makes me feel good.
I had to read that because that is just very funny and very honest.
And
I appreciate
great.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And keep up the costume role playing.
Keep having fun, girl.
You know, it's COVID times, man. You got to do what you can. All right. So the first question you have is, how was I able to handle the cheese factor of the Elvis scene in the ski cottage? Well, there was, I had a panic attack first.
This seems to be a theme.
It's a theme. And I was like, I can't do this. And I went to everyone I could who would listen to me complain. And I said, I can't do this, can't do this. And then I went and bought, I guess back then I bought an Elvis CD.
Yeah, you'd have to buy a CD.
And
yeah.
I put it in my car and I drove. They had a song. They picked out the song and I sang that song in the car. I sang that song at home. I sang it all the time and mimicked his voice and then just watched over and over. I think back then, could I watch on the internet?
No.
I probably
wasn't really an internet.
Probably had to buy a DVD of his.
I think you had a DVD.
And I watched that over and over again.
Sitting in your little apartment.
In my little in Hollywood.
Carmen.
And I watched that video over and over again to get all his moves down. What is the one? The one I remember watching the most was the one where he's in the jail.
Jailhouse Rock,
because he was young and that was a big production and it was a lot of dancing. So I just remember that's what I went with. And I'll never forget Brett, our stage manager, like that morning I was so sick to my stomach. And he just said to me, he said, you just have to commit. Mm. He's like, don't judge. Don't even question it. Just go and trust me. Look at me when you're done. And I will tell you, I will shake my head no,
yeah.
Do it again,
yeah.
Or I will give you a thumbs up that you didn't look like an idiot. And thanks to Brett, he knew, like we were good friends,
yeah.
And he knew exactly what I needed to hear. And he was really the only one. Don was, of course, there too.
Roy?
No, Don Swaby.
Oh, Don, yeah.
Don, I think, or no, I'm thinking of the Italian waiter one, with the racist one. Oh, right. My God. So many of these. The Italian waiter one where Don and I did. That one was
that
another
one
moment
was...
where I had a panic attack.
Well, I'm sure.
But we'll get into that.
I'm sure that, so our stage managers, Brett and Roy,
yeah.
were really like den mothers to all of us. They were like counselors. They were our therapists.
Betrayers.
They were our betrayers. they were really everything. That you can
shitty job.
Yeah, it's a thankless job. But these two guys were, and they were good friends with each other.
There were
the chemistry a lot.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. There were other stage managers, but while Natalie and I were there,
yes,
they was the
they were know. The two main ones. But yeah, they I feel like they were counseling us a lot when we had something outrageous to do. They would have to sort of talk us down, and they would be our confidant, and they would say, "Trust me, I'm gonna take care of you." And if it doesn't work, I promise I won't let them use it.
Right. So that's what helped me get through it, Brett, and just watching those videos over and over again.
Not on YouTube.
Not on YouTube. That was, wow. Okay. So how are you guys rewatching the series?
Speaking of YouTube.
Speaking of YouTube.
So we're watching it on YouTube and it's kind of hit or miss these days. We're kind of beggars can't be choosers. So if you've noticed, we'll skip an episode here and there.
Right.
Because it gets taken from us. And it's not the best way to watch it, but until Peacock decides to shitter it off the pot and stream it for us. It's really our only, it's our only hope.
Yeah, I think on YouTube, what you have to do is just look at who's posting the videos and then try to subscribe to them, and that may get you access to more. That's kind of what we've been doing. Really, thanks to Ben. Ben was the one who kind of connected us with
the
Ben stuff.
Hayes,
so,
Hayes did the,
you know, maybe in the next
legwork
podcast, we'll have him explain all his secrets. And also, I just want to say, Christina, you know, good luck with everything with that you're going through. You know, we, you know, hard times happen and family's important.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll be okay.
You're going to
enjoy some
fine.
Passions.
Yeah.
And think of
helps.
Some fun memories.
Yeah, it helps. It helps you get your mind off of
everything.
All the things.
It literally deletes it.
Anything that exists
it wipes
in our
you,
dimension.
It wipes your brain out.
Yeah. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Okay, I think this might actually be a question for Travis, but I will read it. It's from Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin. I have a question about a specific storyline. It came from how you talked in the last few episodes about how one night on a soap opera could be like 20 days worth of filming. I got to know, how many days/months of filming did the night of the, quote, Hell in Charity's Closet, unquote, last? I remember my sister and I used to record the episodes every day because school was still going. It was still going on for part of the time, and I remember it lasting throughout the summer. God, I'm so sorry, Caitlin. Travis, I was not around for that.
I know. It's such a blur now, but I mean, I would say it was probably a month for everyone involved. I didn't come in till the very end of it. It was mostly because there was a lot of stuff that that built up to that. A lot of freaky stuff was happening in the house, if I remember correctly. So,
can I ask? I feel like I've asked this question before, but does the Hell in Charity's Closet happen after I get to Passions, or was it before? I know I've asked this 100 times. It's after, right?
Yes, okay. It's coming up. Yeah, I mean, in terms of what we're watching now. Mm-hmm. I think it's like 380s,
ooh,
I want to say,
okay.
Or maybe even like 400s, I don't know.
Okay.
Now my brain, but yeah, I would say because, you know, the Bennets, it was their house, and a Crane never went to the house.
No, why were you
no
there?
Reason. I'm probably to tell Sam,
to
I love
off?
You, Father. No, because he was, by then I had known, and I was like.
No, then it's much later. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's much
it's,
later.
It's going to be a while.
But, yeah, I was, you know, it was like I was accepting him as a father, and that's why I was there. Mm. I think I probably went there because I needed to help him. And it's so funny, like, just to imagine, like, did you hear what's going on at the Bennett's house? No, what?
Oh, I miss those days.
There's something weird. Poltergeisty.
Like, what would the Bennett house be for us at IRL? Like, did you hear what's going on at Val's house? I guess, like. What's going on at Val's? Well, there's a closet.
There's a poltergeist thing.
Yeah, no, there's
there.
A portal. And yeah.
Should we go over there? See if they're okay? Bring a casserole?
Yeah, I mean, would you go? I don't know.
I would probably call someone.
Like the police?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to help you.
The Ghostbusters. Thing.
I don't know.
I would. You know what I'd do? I'd call my friend Jamie Keller, who's a comedian who did some episodes of that ghost show. That's who I'd call.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'd be like, bro.
Yeah, we've got connections here.
He does a podcast called The Dadlands, which is...
We're promoting podcasts now?
Yeah,
we've gotten
sorry.
Way off topic, Caitlin.
Sorry,
I'm so sorry. If you had asked me a question, I would have stuck to my guns.
She has email.
Oh, she does.
Send one to Natalie.
Okay, Caitlin, let's hear it.
Ask her how much
ask
Natalie
me about,
knows.
Ask me about how much I know. Ask me about that one... episode that I think it was a Christmas episode where I wore that fucking blue gown.
Oh, here's one, Nellie.
Oh.
Well, Nellie, in that episode, that Christmas episode, why were you wearing that fucking blue gown?
Oh, listen, Caitlin, I don't know if it was Christmas or not, but I don't know why I was wearing that blue gown, but I can tell you what, it could wear itself by the end. That was an Andrea Evans quote.
can't even
fell real flat.
I've just been on that.
I don't remember any of this. Caitlin, thanks for writing in.
Thanks, Caitlin.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
And keep listening, babe.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Bye.
That was Listener Mail.